Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We are dental practice brokers. Nationwide, we sell dental practices. I myself am a dentist. After 25 years of practice, we're now doing this for 14 years. Today's topic is attention all buyers. Absolutely, without question, purchase the dental office when possible prior to getting married. We're going to talk about why this is so important. Before we get into that, as you know, we're now in over 22 states. We have 10 employees, and we're nationwide now. So here to help you from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day, 363 days a year, we take off Christmas and Easter, and that's it. We are here to help you. Even if you want some advice, just give a call. So, the information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not legal or business advice. So, please call us anytime. We can chat with you. Also, appraisals, we can talk to you about that. Now, our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our email or our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or Nationwide Dental Practice Brokers. Please call us. More than happy to talk to you anytime. Now, if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, remember, we work closely with them. They'll pay our commission often, so there's no commission to the seller. Plus, when you work with us, I'll get your legal fees reimbursed based on certain criteria when we have a big DSO deal. All right? So, please call me on that. Now, today's topic. Absolutely, whether you're a buyer, but if you're a buyer of a dental office, it is essential buy the practice before you get married. There's a couple reasons for that. First of all, that's part of your estate. You'll have to talk to a matrimonial attorney, a divorce attorney, and they can tell you what you should, maybe you should have to get it evaluated, but if you own it before you're in your estate, I know you're going to have a wonderful life. You'll never get divorced and any of that. But in the event the spouse hits their head or trips, hits their head on a rock, goes skiing, hits a tree limb, they could be a different person on Monday morning. And you just got, you can have problems. So if you had that practice before you get married, you get it established what was the value at that time that you owned it prior to get married. That may be helpful in a divorce situation. I don't know. I'm not an expert. But it's more than just that. It's you have the time and you have no children. As soon as you get children, your time is called for. It's very hard. You're not going to have that much free time. And you want to work on your business instead of in your business all the time. You know, when you go on vacation, you're on the plane, you get some thoughts about what you're going to do with the business and new marketing, new advertising, that type of thing. You will have the time. Because once you get married, a lot of couples like to have children within 2-3 years of getting married. So you have a small window. So now is the time. Grow the practice now before you get the obligations of being married and of having a child. You need that time. You need a couple of years to really ramp things up. Some people say 3 years. I think that's a good time period that if you can work real hard at a practice, ramp up everything, all your marketing, all your advertising, it could work out great. But just remember that. Get it done. Get it done while you're early. Get it done while you're young. Buying the practice and building the practice. Once you buy it, you need a period of time to really grow it. Now, I've had some doctors, believe it or not, and I have the documents to prove it, a $450,000 practice doubled it in 6 months. Another one was about a $525,000 practice, increased collections 20% within 60 days. That is remarkable results. It can happen to you too. But you've got to be on your game and you need the time. You know, you go in for patients on the weekends. It's not a bad deal. I never forget, I brought this fellow in on a weekend and it led to eventually a $30,000 case. $30,000, and I brought him in for the weekend. Of course, you always bring staff in when you do. But while you have the time to buy a practice and build a practice, do it now before you get married. You need that time. You really want to get into the business and maybe see people at nights and weekends, always bring a staff member in. But it could lead. Never call drugs in for anybody unless it's a patient of record. Even then, you should still see them. But the opportunity is there. Do this before you get married, before you have children. Own the practice, establish the practice. Speak to an attorney, so if there's ever a problem, I'm sure you're not going to have one, but if the spouse you're with has some issues that develop, you know, you want to have your practice protected out of your estate, you know, before you get married. And the attorneys will tell you, you know, kind of what to do and how to handle that. Again, we hope you don't get divorced, but stuff happens. But also the time. You want to put a time into a practice that you could do well, and you need time. You could really turn that thing around. And if you're going to do it, let's say after a year renovations, it's kind of a nightmare. The place is all mixed up, so it's hard. So you want to do those while you have the time to do it. All right? These things are so important. Well, we thank you for listening. Hit the subscribe button for more. I think I did 4 of them today or something like that. But hit the subscribe button. We'll get you the information that you need. I think there's close to 100 practices we have for sale across the country. Find out about our cruises that we're taking in January of 2025. It's going to be so much fun. Got a bunch of great professionals coming on that one. Attorneys, bankers, dental builders, dental repair guys, dental accountants. We got a whole team approach on that. All right, great talking to you guys. I'm going swimming. It's been a great day. Bye.